BBC News with Jerry Smith. A man wanted in connection with bomb attacks at the weekend in New York and New Jersey has been taken into custody after exchanging gunfire with police. He's been named as Ahmad Khan Rahami, a 28-year-old US citizen of Afghan descent. He was wounded during the arrest operation near his home in New Jersey. Two police officers were also injured. Warplanes in Syria have started bombing the city of Aleppo, shortly after the army announced that a week-long ceasefire was over. Activists say a number of people have been killed or wounded in the airstrikes on rebel-held districts in Aleppo and nearby villages. The authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say 17 people have been killed in the latest protests against President Joseph Kabila. The Interior Minister said demonstrators in the capital, Kinshasa, had tried to stage an insurrection. A major United Nations summit on refugees and migrants is underway in New York. It began with a warning from a group representing migrants that many were trapped into debt bondage, trafficked, tricked into slavery, and denied basic rights. Talks between the Swiss government and the European Union about allowing Switzerland some control over immigration from the EU have ended without agreement. Swiss voters narrowly backed the introduction of quotas on EU migrants more than 2 years ago, and Swiss negotiators have been trying to strike a deal with Brussels ever since. The French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says the security forces have broken up nearly 30 people smuggling networks trying to bring migrants into the UK so far this year. He said 30 migrants had been deported on Tuesday on what was the 56th flight of its kind this year. Italy's foreign ministry says that two Italian citizens have been kidnapped in Libya. The ministry said they were seized in the desert, but gave no further details. BBC News.